We're just going to riff. We're just going to riff, you know? I don't put an outline together for these shows. I come on here and we riff. And today, we're going to riff. Ooh, welcome back to episode 20 of the Prince Huda podcast. Yes, your boy Tropical Prince has returned from a vacation abroad. I'm your host, Prince Huda, flying solo today. What a beautiful day it is. Good to be back. Good to be back on the pod. Good to be speaking my mind. As I've said before, this is my therapeutic outlet. I don't do counseling. I don't sit on the couch to therapists. I talk into a microphone. I look you in the eye or in your ear. Pause. I look you in the ear. I don't know. That doesn't sound weird. I'm in your ear. Oh, that sounds bad too. We're going to try this again. I talk to you. Whether you see me or you don't, I talk to you. That is my therapeutic outlet. And we are back. We are back in the mix. We are in the midst of August. And we are so close to NFL season. The greatest season of the year. Some girls like summer. Some girls like winter. Some girls like fall. I like motherfucking NFL football season. That is my favorite season of the year. And we are so close. We'll dive into that a little bit more. But let's talk about the vacation. I don't know if you can see it. You can maybe not hear it. But if you can see it, I'm a little tanned right now. Your boy got a little color. Look at the color. Tropical Prince returns from a beautiful 10-day vacation in the country of Guatemala. That's right. Where is Guatemala? I don't even know. But it was a beautiful, beautiful trip. Rest, relaxation, reset. Didn't do a whole lot on the social sphere while I was gone. Just relaxed. Didn't use my phone. My screen time was actually down 50% while I was away. Take that in, 50%. And I am on my phone all the time. If you know me, if you ever hung out with me, I'm always on my phone. Whether we're out in public, we're at someone's house. Everybody knows if you know me, I am always on my phone. I was barely on my phone there. I wasn't using it, man. Left it in the room. Didn't even think about it. It was nice. It was nice. It was relaxing. But now we're back in the mix. We're back in the swing of things. But let's talk about the trip a little bit. It's been a while. I mean, July was crazy. So much happened in July. You know, we had the Marner event, the Money in the Bank. I went to the Honda Indy. A lot going on. Public events, work. We got some Euro stuff, some Copa stuff, a little bit of Olympics. There was so much stuff going on that it was the perfect time of year to just take off, sit back, relax, and enjoy a tropical destination. And that's exactly what Guatemala was. I left 2 weeks ago today, actually, the 12th. Today's the 15th. So two weeks ago today was the first. Yeah, we left Guatemala City. I traveled with my lovely cousins, my roommate Sammy. He's here. Well, he's not here right now, but he's here. His cousin Mick and his buddy Matt. Shout out to those three epic travel partners. And man, it was a blast. We get to Guatemala City. We drive down to Antigua, Guatemala. Not to be confused with Antigua, the island in the Caribbean. Two different places. I learned myself as well. And we did something very, very cool. In Antigua, we hiked a volcano. Now, for those that don't know, Guatemala as a country is well known for their volcanoes. They have a number of volcanoes in the country, and we had the ability to hike one. And we've hiked Volcano Acantanego. I believe it's pronounced a little bit more formal in their dialect, but I'm going to do my best here. So basically, the way this works is you hike up an adjacent volcano that's dormant, and from the top, you can overlook and see the active volcano, which is pretty freaking cool. I mean, you would hear the volcano, you see the smoke, but you didn't see anything until you get to the top. So truthfully, that was probably one of the most physically enduring things I've ever done in my entire life. Okay, we literally get to the volcano Saturday. And just picture yourself on the Stairmaster for 4 hours. You're just constant up, 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 up. But the difference between this and the Stairmaster is that the Stairmaster, it's the same level of step each time. This is not. Sometimes it's short steps. Sometimes it's long steps. Sometimes you need someone to pull your ass up because it is such a long step, steep hills. You name the challenge, it was pushed on me. And that was very, very difficult. My quad cramped up like crazy. I had probably the biggest quad pump I've ever seen. There was just so much blood in there. It was fat. It looked like my quad had an erection. It was crazy. I could barely move, but I powered through and we made it to base camp. And so basically when you get to the base camp, there's a secondary hike and it's called the Fuego hike. And what that means is that there's a secondary volcano that you can see erupting almost daily called Fuego, but you would have to go down from our base camp to the bottom and then up to another mountain to see it, right? So, you know, I'm up for the challenge. They told us 50-50 chance you see it erupt, okay? There's no guarantee you see anything erupt here, but you live life on the edge. I'm a gambler, 50-50. Those are good odds. I take it, right? So we start this hike, and it's about 6:30 p.m. So it gets dark there around 8, and so we're hiking. You know, it's a bit foggy, so I'm a little hesitant already when we get to this peak. Can we even see anything, right? We start hiking, and we make it to the bottom, and we start our ascent up Fuego to see this beautiful volcano, and this is where shit hits the fan. We'll probably clip this up. It becomes pitch black outside. And one thing about Guatemala is similar to the way we have winter season, summer season, they have rain season. And basically we were in the midst of rain season. And what that means is it rains like you've never seen before for a short period of time. So we're hiking up this volcano or mountain. Volcano mountain, I'm not sure. One of these two. It was a big fucking hill. And it starts pouring rain like I've never seen before. Just onslaught of rain. And it is now pitch black outside. It's raining like crazy. Okay, I was told when I took this hike that it was going to rain. Whatever. We keep going. And then it starts hailing. And I'm not talking like the Toronto hail where the Pez candies come down from the sky. I'm talking full-size M&M hail coming down. Hitting me in the head. It hurt. It really hurt. And now there's so much rain. There's so much hail. It's pitch black. We're halfway up this mountain. And all of a sudden I hear behind me, mudslide. And I turn around and there is a downtrod of mud falling from the top of the mountain. There is a big fat guy. Look like Butterball or Butterbean, whatever the guy's name is, rolling down the mountain in the mud. I mean, he would have taken us out like bowling pins. This was crazy. And at this moment, I shit you not, the thought crossed my mind, I'm going to die. I legitimately thought I'm going to die. I almost died in this moment. Because not only is all this going on around me, we have a little headlight as your flashlight. I can barely see. I'm getting hit with hail. There's mud sliding down. There's a big boy trembling down the mountain. People are freaking out. Our tour guide doesn't speak a lick of English. And I'm wearing my glasses. So for those that don't know, I wear contacts. I am completely blind. Like, not completely blind, because that's, you know, obviously offensive to people that are blind. But my prescription is -6. So a lot of people, their prescriptions range within the 2 to 3 range. If you're a bad prescription, you maybe have a 4. I'm at a 6. So I literally can't see anything. I can't even read the clock when I wake up in the morning without my glasses. So I'm wearing my glasses, and anyone that wears glasses knows when it rains or it snows or it's foggy or it's steamy, your glasses just completely black out. So now you can't see anything. So now not only is it dark and I can barely see, now my glasses are fogged and I can't see anything. And I legitimately in this moment thought I was going to die. That sounds morbid. That sounds, oh, you're just exaggerating, Prince. Be a bad. No, I legitimately thought that I was going to die. And fortunately, we were able to safely take our entire group, which consisted of about 10, 12 people, down the mountain, back to our base camp, safely. Nobody got injured. Nobody got scarred physically. A lot of emotional scars, but nobody got scarred physically. Clothes are soaking wet, freezing cold. We had a nice fire. And the irony of this whole situation is we went on this hike for a chance to see the volcano because we couldn't see it from where we were. The minute we got back to our base camp, in the distance, you could see that volcano we were chasing. So that whole 3-hour escapade, risking my life, covered in rain, covered in hail, stressing, mudslide, blah, blah, blah. I could have avoided all of that and seen the beautiful volcano from exactly where I was. And that was funny. In the moment, one of the worst experiences of my entire life. I was miserable. I wanted to go home. I wanted a warm blanket. I felt like a little kid. I was complaining, but everyone was complaining. So, you know what? I don't feel too bad. But looking back, a week and a half removed, almost 2 weeks, that was pretty fucking funny. That was pretty fucking funny. I almost died. You know what I mean? That is going to be the clickbait title of this video. I'm going to have a face and a volcano, and I'm going to put, I almost died. So if you're watching this far, listening this far, you don't see it on YouTube, there's your method to the thumbnail. And it's not bullshit. It's not bullshit. So that was fun. That was fun. Volcano hike ends. We descent back to our camp. And man, I swear when I left that volcano, I kissed the ground. I was like, we made it. We made it. We survived one of the most tough, physically grueling experiences of my entire life. We made it safe and sound. And now the rest and relaxation part of the trip really starts. So we spent the day in Antigua. It was my cousin's birthday. Big 27, happy birthday, brother. It was a fun night. And then we headed south to the southern coast of Guatemala to a surfer town known as El Peridon. El Peridon, but that's how they said it there, El Peridon. Now, this is a pretty small town. I had never heard of it prior to this trip. I'd imagine a lot of people listening or watching probably have never heard of this town. But it's a surfer town. It is exactly like you could film, not a reality show, but some sort of like dramedy style show of like people surfing. And I feel like there was like a surf show back in the day. I don't remember what it was. But there's surfing, there's relaxation, there's beaches. And all of a sudden, the tone of the trip just absolutely mellows out. And it's like my voice, because that's how it felt when I was there. We pull up to the hotel, and they're playing lo-fi mellow music when you walk in. And it's so quiet, and it's so relaxing. And it was beautiful. I put some pictures up on the stories. It was beautiful. It was so relaxing. And it was just a nice way to reset after a hellacious few days. So we stayed in a nice resort. And fortunately, I learned how to surf. Your boy caught a wave. Cowabunga, dudes. Your boy caught a wave. Had some great surf instructors. They take you out in the water. They teach you how to surf. But there was one day we went out without the surf instructor, and your boy caught a wave. I probably shot 1 for 30 that day, but I'll keep that one in my memory for the rest of my life. Caught a wave. It was magical. Woohoo, you know, surfing, you know, I always like doing this where you put the thumb up in the pinky. I know it's like a surfer thing. I usually like doing two because then it doesn't look like a surfer thing. But I feel like I've earned the right to throw it up because I rode a wave. And the reason I say I've earned it is because El Peridon is one of the hardest places in the world to surf. I actually had an instructor tell me, if you can surf here, you can surf anywhere. Because the waves are crazy, the tides are high. There's literally only like 2-3 hours in the day beginners can go surfing out there. Because the rest of the day, it's just too goddamn dangerous. Believe it or not. So we did some surfing during the day. And then it was surprising there was quite a bit of nightlife there. So the hostels in this town were crazy. Shout out, no free shout outs on this show. I don't like shouting out things on this show. But shout out Kokiri Hostel. Such a dope place. Met so many dope people. A lot of Canadians out there. They took care of us. They were right next to our resort. So we were there pretty much every day, every meal, nighttime activities, friends, everything. We were out there. We ended up staying there for a day too. So shout out Kokiri. There were a couple different spots out there. So a very fun, relaxing town. If you like surfing and you're better than a beginner, I would recommend this place. And it's cheap too. It's cheap. I mean, I think one Canadian dollar is 5.5 quetzales, which is their currency. So it would be a time to go. Canada's not an ideal currency in a lot of countries, but you'd be good out there. So that's pretty cool. A lot of Canadians out there. Met some people from Montreal. Met some people from Vancouver. Met a person from Kitchener, Waterloo, Ontario. No fucking way. Right? What are the odds of that? Canadians, traveling in the summer is usually not the thing you do. You travel in the winter. But in the middle of August, Canadians traveling. So you see them out there. You see them out there. So that was fun. Stayed there for a bit. Drove back to Guatemala City. Flew home. Got back a few nights ago. And now we're back in the mix. Tropical Prince got his R&R. I did get bit by mosquitoes quite a bit. So it looks like I have some bad acne. There's like these pimples on my face. Guys, these are mosquito bites. I promise you they're mosquito bites. My entire arm is covered. My legs are covered. Everything. I've been getting bit by mosquitoes my entire life. My parents have. I think it's hereditary. And everyone on the trip got bit. But for some reason, I just got bit five times more. I don't understand. All in all, great place. You like nature, you like hiking, you like outdoors, I'd recommend Antigua. You like surfing, you like partying, I'd recommend El Paridon. And you just like being away and traveling. Like, I'd recommend it. I mean, nobody, who doesn't have fun on vacation? You know what I mean? Like, you must be a really sad, miserable person to go on vacation and not enjoy it. I remember once, I think I was like 12 years old, I was on a cruise and I got bronchitis on the cruise, and it was still an epic, epic vacation. Because it's like, you're away. You know what I mean? I was literally in the infirmary below the cruise ship. Like, you know those floors where you get in the elevator in the cruise ship and then there's those floors below that you're like, what are those floors? I was in one of those floors in the infirmary getting antibiotic medication for bronchitis, and I still had a great time. You can't have a bad time on a vacation. Unless you're just a miserable, miserable person. Yeah, that's not true. I remember this one time I went out on a date with this girl and she told me how she had like a miserable trip to London. And I was like, what are you, miserable trip to London? Like, it's London, England. How do you have a miserable trip? And then she proceeded to spend the next 10 minutes telling me how miserable it is. And it was actually pretty miserable. So, you know what? But that was not, you know, that's not a vacation, I guess. You just got some shit luck. So, sorry about your luck. Shout out that person. If you know, you know. But we're back. We're back in the mix. I mean, we are so close to NFL season. Best season of the year. I know I said it earlier, but I'm excited. A lot of big things planned for your boy. I don't want to reveal them yet. But over the next few weeks, the cards will start to trickle. And you'll see exactly what's happening. I have a big meeting coming up. Big meeting coming up this week. I'm up to something. I know Pat McAfee says that I'm up to something, but people, trust me, there's some big things on the horizon for Prince Huda and Prince Faithful. I love you all, and it's my time to start giving back, and I hope you pay it forward. So that's enough on that, but I will just say, be patient with me. This is going to be a big year. This is year three now. I started making content May or April of 2022. Yeah. And then really started to take it seriously around September of 2022. So we're approaching year three. And I couldn't be more excited. I couldn't be more excited because I think I've figured out what it is I need to do to take that next step. And I'm very excited to share it with all. But I feel like an asshole. Like these creators that, I got big things coming, but I can't tell you I got big things coming. I think that's such a dick move. So I won't do that to you guys right now. All I'll say is be patient with me. Stay tuned. I love you all, whether you're new or old. Be ready. Be ready. A lot going on over the next few weeks with your boy as well. We've reached the window of football season. So I imagine this show will become a lot more football dominant. Obviously, hockey's coming in. Maybe guests. Like, do you guys want to see guests? I mean, I like talking by myself. I love this. This is like, before I had a podcast, I used to do this not in public, but like to myself. So like not crazy, but like I would talk to myself a lot. So, you know, it helps with that too. But I mean, shit, maybe guests. We'll talk some football. A lot of good football coming up. I think my main drivers, like if I was to take someone that listening to this, if you're listening to this podcast, you found it on YouTube suggestions or Apple Podcasts or Spotify, you're just scrolling, make sure to follow me on social media, TikTok, Instagram, even Twitter. Like I think that's kind of really where you see the real side, not the real side of me, but like the side of me that draws people in. So this is more of a relax. This is more of a mellow. This is like if you're a boy, like if you're a friend of mine, you're probably listening. If you're like a new fan of mine, you really like my shit, you're probably listening. So, you know, it is what it is. Follow me up. Over the next few weeks, got some stuff coming up. Shout out Sports Interaction, my homegrown sports book, our homegrown sports book, Bet Local. I'm going to be a panelist on a sports betting football show next week, an NFL betting show. Four astute guests, and your boy is somehow one of them. I'm excited. This will probably be the most professional piece of content that I've ever put out. You know, I've done a lot of stuff in character, being silly, eating hot dogs, you know, trying to take down the Slugger Challenge or guests on other people's pods or studio shows. This is probably the most professional piece of content I've ever done. So I'm very excited because this will just be me being me, sharing my thoughts and opinions on the NFL and my best bets for the season. So very excited for that. Please tune in. I'll share the links when that one goes live, but I'll be bringing the sauce. Don't worry. I'll be as animated and as hyped as I normally am, but I'll be bringing the sauce, but in a professional sense. So very excited for that. Stay tuned. What else? What else? I don't really know, to be honest with you. You know, I like we could talk sports news, but you got enough outlets for that. Auston Matthews, new captain of the Maple Leafs. That's one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. You take the C off a dude who's on the team, but he still has to stay on the team and no longer be the captain. Doesn't make any sense to me. Like he has built this foundation of being a locker room leader for the last however many years. And the team basically said, bro, you're not him anymore. Obviously, Matthew should be the guy. He's the face of the franchise, the guy that's leading the team and scoring. But it's like, Johnny T, I mean, he's pretty much fallen down the ladder in the hearts of fans. He's not scoring as much. He's not getting as much ice time. And now you take away his C. This guy has no aura. This is an auraless John Tavares going into 2024. Is this going to fire him up? Is he going to take this as a chip on the shoulder? As his FU Leafs, I'm going to show you that I deserve to be a better piece of this team than you put me on? Or is this their way of saying, hey, bro, your contract's up next year. We're not re-signing you. And we want this C taken off your ass as fast as possible. I don't know. But what I do know was that press conference was awkward as fuck. Watching Tavares give a speech that it looked like he asked ChatGPT to write him a speech. I'm never been more happy to announce that Auston Matthews is the new captain of the league. Like it felt like a hostage statement. This guy, you know, had to give a statement saying, hey, I'm not the leader anymore. This guy is. That's way younger than me. And then you see the media trying to fluff it. Oh, well, Tavares was part of the process and he was asked and he said he had no problem with it. Yeah, no shit. He's not the boss. Imagine you work for a company and one day your boss comes in and says, hey, we're going to pay you the same amount of money, but we're going to make you do less work. You cool with that? You're probably cool with that. We're going to give your title to someone else. You'll still work the same job. You'll still make the same money, but we're going to give your title to someone else. Is that cool? If you say no, you're fired. So I don't know why people, oh, Tavares willingly accept. Yeah, no shit. He's part of the team. So that's my take on that situation. You know, I don't really know what else is going on in the NHL right now. I love the Leafs. The Leafs are my team. You got the flag above me. We can talk about my other team, the New England Patriots. I don't know what the fuck the New England Patriots are doing. What the fuck are the New England Patriots doing? Matt Judon, one of the best pass rushers in the NFL 2 seasons ago, just got shipped out of town for a 3rd-round pick. You remember this? The red sleeve? The iconic celebration. He's gone to Atlanta for a 3rd. And keep in mind, this is the same Patriots team that gave Atlanta a 2nd-round pick for Mohamed Sanu. Oh, Prince, who's Mohamed Sanu? Exactly! He played like 3 games, did nothing, and was probably one of the reasons Tom Brady left. This team on the management side makes no sense. Okay, we've had some stellar draft picks over the years. Tom Brady, 6th round. Gronkowski, 2nd round. Edelman, I think, was a 5th or 6th round quarterback that they turned into a receiver. You got Dont'a Hightower was a great pick. Jerron Mayo was a great pick. What are we doing right now? This is the same team who, back in 2018 or 19, I don't know what it is. This is the same team that a few years ago drafted a guy by the name of N'Keal Harry in the 1st round ahead of Deebo Samuel, ahead of Deontay Johnson, ahead of Terry McLaurin, ahead of DK Metcalf. And that probably set this team back a number of years. AJ Brown was in that draft. What am I even saying? So I have no idea what the Leafs are doing. I have no idea what the Patriots are doing. Right now, the over-under on wins this year is 4.5. I was going to take the over, but now I don't even know. Because the biggest thing on this team was the defense. And now you take one of the best defensive players away, new head coach, new offensive coordinator, new quarterback, rookie receivers. What do we do? No clue. No clue. New England Patriots 2024. Fans, be patient. We're going to get a top 5 pick next year. We're going to have a ton of cap room. But with this management team, is that even a good thing? I don't even know. There's another rant right there. Is that what you guys want? Is that what you guys want? I was so relaxed talking about the trip and in the resort. And then you grind my gears. You don't even tell me. I see the posters in here. I'm going to get my gears grinded. Don't even get me started on the Toronto Raptors. Garbage. That's all I got. That's all I got. We can do a full NFL preview show. I'm doing one next week, but depending on how that goes, we'll do another preview show. Maybe talk some fantasy football. Maybe have some guests in here. I don't know. But I just wanted to come on here. Little State of the Union, little Prince address, episode 20. You know, do you guys like the shorter podcast or do you like the longer ones? Personally, it depends who the artist, the person making the pod. If you're reviewing something that I like or reacting to something, I don't mind an hour, hour and a half. But I like these shorter podcasts. So I kind of like this 28 to 30 minute range. It's kind of cool. So thank you everyone for watching. Thank you everyone for listening. Subscribe to the podcast. Please leave a review. I don't think you guys understand. A review takes 5 seconds. Hit the 5 stars or whatever it is on Spotify. It takes 5 seconds and it does a lot for how this podcast ranks and appears in other people's feeds. So please do that. If you're not already, subscribe to the YouTube, follow me on TikTok, follow me on Instagram, follow me on Twitter. Do whatever it is you need to do. Chances are, if you're watching this show, you've probably accomplished 2 of those 5 things I just asked you to do. So just fill out the rest for me. I appreciate it. I love you all. Stay safe. Have a great week. And I will see you in the future. Peace.